The story started in my youth. In 1962, 60 years ago, I was a young man, about 10 years old, and I had a bunch of friends in my neighborhood. It was like five or six of us, and close neighbors, and we spent a lot of time at each other's house. So this was a winter story, and we loved to go sliding. So we all got our flexible flyers, which is a steel runner sled with wood slats. And we walked across the neighbor's yard and up across the field, the orchard field, and up to the top of the hill behind my grandfather's house. So the deal was that you had to be the biggest daredevil of our pack. So we started out just sliding down, straight down the hill, and across this piece of ledge and fly through the air and land in the field. So that was okay. That wasn't that daring. So I wanted to win. I was second to the youngest, and the big boys seemed like they always won. So I said, I need somebody to push me. So I got down on this ledge facing backwards, put my feet on the bar that turned the sled left or right, and I said, I need somebody to give me a good push because I'm going to Daredevil Hill backwards. And they're there, no, don't do it, Russ. Don't do it. I'm there, it'll be okay. I can do it. I'm the fastest. So they gave me a good push. And down the hill I went, off to the right through the field and across third base, down across home plate, and into the forest primeval. The sliding was really good that day. There was a nice solid crust, and those sleds would really fly. And as I came into the forest, I said, I lost my nerve. I said, I can't do this. I'm not going to do it. So I turned, instead of going straight down in through the woods, I turned left hard and got onto the cart path and came down through the forest, big pine trees, and halfway down on the right, there's an opening that goes down into the juniper meadow. So I decided I would take that right-hand turn, and it'll slow me down a little bit. And down I went, down that little opening through the forest, headed down towards juniper meadow. And danged if I didn't have lightning shoot up through my right leg as I went tumbling off the sled and came to a crash against a big pine tree. And I had no idea what happened. I'm laying there moaning and crying. And the big guys, big name boys came down and they circled around me. What's wrong? I don't know. There's something wrong with my foot. And they're looking at me, and they figured out my toe was sticking down off of the bar that steers the sled, and it had hit a rock sticking up through the snow and broke my ankle. So I'm moaning and crying. And so they got me back onto the sled and drug me back home and knocked on my door. My mother comes out and she's, what happened? What happened? So they told her the story, and he said, I hope he learns his lesson this time. Because that's the second time I broke a bone on that hill. A couple of years before that, I broke my collarbone on that same hill. So it was a day to remember for me. I can see us all stand, all the boys standing around me, and just to this day, it's just a fond memory of my recklessness.